Hello there, this is Connor Long and Lily Wells, Benjamin Franklin podcast. And we'll be talking about the history of Benjamin Franklin and different things that he built and designed in his when he was doing inventions. Benjamin Franklin was born on June 17, 1706, was one of the greatest founding fathers. This is an informational podcast on Benjamin Franklin from the beginning of his life to the end by Lily Wells and Connor Long. Benjamin Franklin's dad wanted him to be a minister but did not have the necessary money for his education. So instead of being a minister, his father put him to work at his older brother's print shop. His older brother treated him harsh, and it came to the point that he ran away to find a better life in Pennsylvania at the age of 17. At the age of 11, he created a swim fins to help him swim faster. Some of his other inventions included the lightning rod, the bifocals, and the Franklin stove. He also had one of the best significant discoveries ever. His cot and key experiment, where his discovered electricity helped him to create his lightning rod, helped him create the lightning rod. In 1728, he started as his printing business named the Pennsylvania Gazette. He retired from printing in 1749 to make inventions. A few years later, he traveled to England to become a loyalist. In 1751, until the Stamp Act in 1765, his failure to convince Parliament to repeal the Stamp Act to him turned him into a rebel. In June of 1776, he became a member of a group of men that drafted the Declaration of Independence. In 1787, he signed the Constitution. When he was up in age, his eyesight decreased. He thought of a way that he would not have to change his glasses as often. He came up with the invention of the bifocals, which are two different glasses in one different set of frames. The bifocals is to help with reading. He also invented the Franklin stove to help heat houses faster and safer, rather than the use of a fireplace or chimney. And now back to the discovery of electricity. The purpose of the lightning rod to give electricity a direct pathway to the ground instead of hitting a building or causing power surges or fire. Now let's talk about the greatest music inventor he was. He invented the glass harmonica. That was the instrument that some people said when it was played, it sounded like singing angels. It was not a hard instrument to play. You just needed to make sure you had clean hands that were wet. When you touched the spinning glass rods, the odes would spin with the control of the foot pedal. Now to our conclusion. Benjamin Franklin was the greatest founding father as well as the greatest inventor. He played an important part in history, and without his presence, America might not be the same. He and all his inventions have helped shape our world today and will continue to do so in the future and in many years later. And this concludes our podcast by Lily Wells and Connor Long.